3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our earnest prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. And we just pray that God would open our hearts that we might be able to receive the words of His, because they're very true. And our prayers are for you, that God would bless you today. Our services at Independence Baptist Church began this morning at 10 o'clock. We're inviting you to come and bring your families and your Bibles. Our regular preaching service began this morning about 11 o'clock. And then this afternoon service is at 4 o'clock. And we invite you to come to these services. Then on Wednesday night, our services begin at 7 o'clock. And we want each one of you to come, bring your Bibles, and just grow in the Lord and learn what real true living is. I know Satan says you can't have fun going to church. Satan says you can have more fun in the beer halls and doing all kinds of mean, wicked things. But it's just not so. Satan does offer a lot of pleasure in this world. But serving God offers not only pleasure in this world, but peace and love and joy. So partake of that good thing that God has for you. We've been studying the last few Sunday mornings concerning Satan. Last Sunday morning, we began our last message on Satan, and that is Satan's destruction, Satan's end. We spoke last time concerning the beginning of the end for Satan. And that is that his beginning of his end started when Satan said, "I will rise up above God." And of course, he can't do that. We ended last Sunday in the book of Luke chapter 4. And I want you to turn back with me there, please, as we study in the book of Luke chapter 4 concerning the power that Satan has in this world. Luke chapter 4, the Bible said in verse 6, and this is concerning the time when Satan is tempting Jesus. He takes Jesus up into a high mountain, and the Bible says that Satan shows unto Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Now, that's power. Let me say that again. The Bible says that Satan showed unto Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Somebody would say, "Wait a minute, I didn't think Satan had any power over time." Well, he does. The Bible said that Satan showed unto Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a very moment of time, in an instant. Satan is able to see into the future. And he showed Jesus all the kingdoms that was going to come to pass. And he said unto Jesus, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it." So we find in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6 that Satan does have a kingdom. Satan does have power over this world, and it has been given to him by God. The Bible said in Luke 4 verse 6, "For that is delivered unto me." God has delivered this world and a kingdom in this world to Satan. Say, "Well, why did he do that?" Well, it's because that Satan had charge of this world before his fall. And God never took it away from him. And of course, this world is going to be destroyed because it's Satan's kingdom. And Satan is going to be destroyed because he's against God. And all those that fight God are going to be destroyed. All the things that Satan has been given unto him. Now, we want to show this to you in another place in the Bible. The book of Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13, the Bible said in verse 1, "And I stood," and this is talking about John, the John the Revelator. John is standing upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. The beast that John sees come up out of the sea, and the sea is, the Bible said, is a multitude of people. So rising up out of the end time peoples is a kingdom, and it is a accumulation of many kingdoms upon this world. The Bible said in verse 2, or in verse 1, that the beast comes up, and the word beast here is a wild, untamed one. He comes up and has upon his head the name of blasphemy. And so the beast comes up to destroy God and all the things that God has. In verse 2, and the beast which I saw is like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. The dragon is Satan. And notice in the latter part of verse 2, Revelation 13, verse 2, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his authority. Where did the dragon, who is Satan, get this from to give it to the Antichrist? The Bible said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 6, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Satan, in the book of Luke chapter 4, tried to give this kingdom to Jesus, but Jesus turned it down. Jesus said instead, no, I don't want a temporary kingdom. I want the eternal kingdom. And that's what he got. Satan is trying to give his kingdom away. He wants anybody to take it, and the ones that have it will be those people that will worship Satan. Okay, in verse 3. And Revelation 13, verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. Notice in verse 3, and all the world wondered after the beast. And so there's going to be a great admiration for the beast and who he is and his abilities to heal. I want to tell you this morning that just because somebody heals somebody don't mean they're from God. If I could say that and underline it and emphasize it and put bold print on it, I would do so. Satan has the ability to heal, and just because somebody heals somebody doesn't mean God is in it. Go ahead in verse 4. The Bible said, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him. Satan here is revealing great power, insomuch that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Verse 5, notice now, there are four times we're going to notice in Revelation chapter 13, verses 5 and 6 and 7, that Satan's kingdom has been given unto him. He has not earned it. It has been given unto him. Revelation chapter 13, now read verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And blasphemy is a plural word there. And power was given unto him. That's the second time that we find that power is given unto Satan. And power was given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. I want to say to you, by the power of the Word of God, that without God allowing Satan to rule for 42 months, he would not be able to do it. Satan can do nothing except what God allows him to do. And here, the Bible says very plainly that power has been given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months. In verse 6, notice now, And he opened his mouth to blaspheme against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. Satan is against God 100%. And Satan's Antichrist is against God 100%. Verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Verse 7 says very plainly that it has been given unto Satan, unto his kingdom, unto his Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And then the fourth time that power has been given unto Satan is mentioned in Revelation 13, verse 7. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Very clear, isn't it? That Satan's kingdom has been given unto him. He did not earn it. Someone would say, I do not understand why God would give Satan this world and look at all the destruction that's been caused. In answer to that, let me ask you this. Have you ever read the book of Job? The Bible said that Job was an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And the devil came along and said, the only reason that Job fears you, the only reason that Job serves you, is because you've given him everything and you've built a hedge about him. And God said, tear down the hedge, he'll serve me yet. And so the devil tore down the hedge and took away Job's wealth, and took away Job's children, and took away Job's prestige and his status. And Job served God. The devil came back to God. And God said, do you see Job? And the devil said, take his life and he'll curse you. God said, you can do anything to him, but don't take his life. Job got sick. Job sat in ashes and scraped his sores with a piece of a broken clay pot, but he never cursed God. Listen, the reason that all of these things are happening in this world today is because God is showing Satan that his children, that God's children, is going to serve God not because of the good things they have, but they're going to serve God in spite of the bad things they have. That's why trouble comes upon God's children. We deserved it, so to speak, as far as doing anything evil and causing it to happen. Sometimes things just happen. But it's a great warfare there between God and Satan. And in the end, everything that's happened will give God the glory and the honor. Every knee shall bow, the Bible says. Every knee, even Satan himself, shall bow the knee and confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every sinner, every event, every circumstance in this world will give glory to God on the high. We didn't get through this morning. And our time has gone away from us again today. So we're going to have to continue this lesson next Sunday morning, Lord willing. But don't doubt Satan's power. And don't doubt that his destruction is coming. The Lord willing, we'll talk about the destruction of Satan next Sunday morning. In the meantime, we invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, to our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, our regular preaching service about 11, and our evening worship service at 4 o'clock, Wednesday night service at 7 o'clock. We invite you to come and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church, Forestdale, Missouri. Thank you now for listening.